This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
On the Phil Hendry Show, as nationally syndicated columnist Margaret Gray joins us. Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Sam. And I also want to just say how much we are in support of our country, how much we love America. And I know that you had some comments from some listeners about the Union Jack. You know, I really don't like the fact that the British are flying their flag. Fly an American flag or don't fly a flag at all.
But the fact, you're going to England, aren't you?
Jason J. Delmonico and I, my son, by the way, just to let your listeners know, is a professional actor. And he goes by the stage name Jason J. Delmonico.
Right, he does commercials and things.
Well, he's done a few more things.
I know, he's done some films.
Right. We're going to London because the opportunity now for Jason J. Delmonico to appear on stage at the Royal Shakespearean Academy, I think it's just wonderful. And it just so happens we're leaving the country after this attack on the World Trade Center. But it has nothing to do with the attack on the World Trade Center.
Are you flying?
We are flying, yes, and that proves...
Yeah, but you said to me that this, if you flew, you'd charter a jet.
But we're still flying. And
you are privately chartering a jet to London. That's really expensive. Why not just fly commercially?
You know what? We just decided... Jason J. Delmonico has some dietary restrictions, and...
Is Frank going with you, your husband?
You know something, Phil? Frank is going to stay here. He is very sick, as you know.
I know. He has arthritis and emphysema, right?
Yes. And we have him in assisted living, and we are...
Now, let me get this straight. You're leaving the country to go to England with your son because he has an opportunity on stage. You're not bringing your husband, the father of your son, with you.
I don't get at what you're saying.
Why isn't Frank going with you?
Well, the tone of your voice...
No, all right, I'm sorry, but why isn't your husband going with you?
I made a judgment call. Frank is 74 years of age. He is very elderly. He's 20 years older than I am. He has emphysema, and he is wheelchair-bound from arthritis. He'll be much happier in an assisted living home. They have a day room with television. They have arts and crafts. And
your husband, Frank, made an awful lot of money in his life. You're going to London with your son to live. Did you buy a house there?
Yes, we bought a home.
You bought a home in London, in my understanding, was St. John's Wood. Now, that's a really expensive part of town, and you're telling me this is temporary?
If I knew I was going to be grilled like this on your program, I would never have called. I think it is very unconscionable of you to say that my intentions are anything other than to go to England, to live there for a few years.
Live there a few years now? You're going over, buying a home in St. John's Wood, living there...
May I finish?
Living there for a few years...
May I finish?
Go ahead.
You can't expect me to take some man who is, for all intents and purposes, crippled.
You know, Margaret, you can whisper it, but you're still on a radio station, and everybody can hear it.
All right, I'll say it. He's crippled.
He is your husband. How are you living on any money? He's the guy who's making the money. How are you living on any money?
Frank is long since retired.
Well, how are you living on money?
I have power of attorney.
So let me get this straight. You got power of attorney over his money. You're going to London to live there for a few years so that Jason J. Delmonico, your son, can act on stage. You're leaving your husband here in an assisted living home. And all of this has nothing to do with the United States of America having been attacked on September the 11th.
No, it does not. Prove that it does.
Why are you chartering a plane? Why are you chartering a plane and not taking a commercial airliner?
I think the airways of America are absolutely safe. I love this country. It just so happens we're...
It just so happens that you're going over the... Why are you not flying commercially? Why are you chartering a plane?
It's a man that Frank knows. He's a good friend.
He's a good friend. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. I had no idea the conversation would go this way. Margaret Gray is a nationally syndicated columnist. Is she threatening to hang up? Tell her to hang on, please. I'll apologize to her. She's leaving her husband here in an assisted living senior center while she can go and live in London with her son so that Jason J. Delmonico, her son, can be on stage in London. Margaret, our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret.
Yes.
You're afraid to stay in America.
I am not afraid to stay in America. I love this country. I love this country more than anything in the world, second only to my son, and yes, Phil, as little as you think of me, and my husband. I love this country, and I would be happy to stay here and fight against the terror people. But the lease on this house was going to expire, and we had an opportunity to buy it. We are...
And you're going to go over there for how many years?
We're expecting to spend 5 years.
5 years. We're going to go to London and live there while you love America and...
Well, what would you have me do? Stay here while every building in this country could be under assault.
Oh, so now the truth comes out, okay? You're trying to tell me that you're going over there because just happened, the lease happened to come up on this place, and that Jason J. Delmonico's got to get his acting career off the ground, and your husband in an assisted living place. I got to tell you something. I'm very disappointed. The man upon...
Well, thank God I don't have to go upon your approval.
The man upon whose money you live, you're putting into an old folks' home, moving to London for 5 years in a flat. Is that right?
Yes, it is a flat.
All right. And all of this on his bread because you have power of attorney.
Phil, I've got to travel light. Jason J.'s career is paramount. And if I need to grease the wheels, so to speak, with a young producer, I don't need Frank around to get jealous and gum up the works, so to speak. So, Phil, right now, all Americans need to be mobile. Be light on their feet. You've got to be able to dance out of trouble. When you're 78 years old in a wheelchair with an oxygen tank strapped to your back, how much dancing do you think he's going to do? I don't think a lot.
So you've put him into an old folks' home.
He'll be much happier there.
Than with his wife and son.
I can't have him along with me.
Well, you're trying to grease the wheels with a young producer. Yeah, I think I got it all, Margaret.
You know, I really resent how you're spinning this.
I'm not spinning it at all. You're going to go to London and try to come on to young producers and...
How dare you?
Well, you said you need to grease the wheels with a young producer and you don't need Frank around to get jealous.
You're completely misinterpreting what I'm saying. Jason J. Delmonico will be one of the great young actors in this country. He needs to take that next step. He needs to go to London.
Why not go to New York? Yeah, you don't want to go to New York. Why? They got stage there. They got theater there. Why not New York?
Can you hold on for a minute?
Yeah, that's right. I'll hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. She's leaving the country. She's leaving the country. She's getting out. She's scared. She's running out on her country. And trying to make it seem like, oh, well, it just so happens the lease was up on this house and we have an opportunity. Oh, well, how long are you going to be over there, Margaret? 5 years. Just so happens 5 years? Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Tell her not to hang up, Mike. Now he's battling to keep her on the line. Tell her not to hang up, and I will try to be a gentleman about this. She said some things that got me twisted. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Look, Margaret, and this is Phil Hendry. It sounds to me like you're leaving, that you're running out on your country, okay?
You cannot expect me, a mother of a young actor who is on the verge of some very wonderful things. You can't expect me to stay in this country right now with the things that are going on. My young son, who is one of the most promising young actors in Hollywood, could be in jeopardy if he stays in this country. I have to remove him to London. And so we will live in Britain, and when things calm down, I think that you and the rest of the American people are doing a great job, Phil. And I want all of you to keep it up. I'd like all of you out there to know I'm very proud to be an American, but you have to understand, my son, Jason J. Delmonico, was a runner-up 3 years running for the Wandy Awards, which is for the number one child actor.
Okay, we got it all about you. So you're going to go to England.
I have to. I've got to get Jason J. out of this country. When the coast is clear, when things calm down, we'll come back and we'll get Frank out of the assisted living.
But in the meantime, what about other people's kids?
Phil, with all due respect to other people's kids, they're not young actors. Now, I have a show...
That doesn't mean anything, man, that they're not actors.
Our entertainers do need to be protected. I have a short list. Tom Hanks, Jay Leno, Craig Kilborn, Jon Stewart, John Lithgow. I think all of these people and others need to leave the country and be put into some kind of safekeeping in another country until things calm down.
Jay Leno, Craig Kilborn...
John Lithgow, Jon Stewart, and Tom Hanks.
And others, I would imagine.
And some of the other performers, yes. It's too dangerous now for them to be here. And we value great performers like Jay Leno and Mr. Hanks and others.
Yeah. All right.
And I detect the sarcasm in your voice.
All right. Well, allow me a little bit of that. Sherry, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, just a comment.
I don't know where to...
I have no idea who this woman is, nor who her son is, nor who her husband is.
I beg your pardon.
However, if I may speak, ma'am.
You may, but my name is Margaret Graham, a nationally syndicated columnist for a variety of newspapers.
Well, most likely, if they're American newspapers, most likely, hopefully, they would see through you and see what a disgrace you are to call yourself an American, for one. Excuse me. For two, you're the worst state's mother I've ever heard in my life. If I ever was to see anything with your son's name on it, believe me, any magazine print, any movie with his name, just because of hearing the way you are, I mean, I shouldn't use it against him, but
well,
just hearing
like
the way you
say,
are.
I'd like to say that Jason J. Delmonico is one of the hot new young actors in Hollywood.
Well, it's funny how I've never heard of him. Anyway, let me make a comment about your husband.
If he's forced to stay in America, you never will hear about him.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. What about other people's kids?
Right?
Other people's children. I can't be responsible for...
No, but you can get your kid to Britain and save his butt from being blown up.
Well, you know, I wouldn't even say that you're safe anywhere in the whole world at this point, okay? If it can happen here, it can happen in Great Britain.
I doubt very seriously if terrorists would attack the Royal Shakespearean Theater, of which Jason J. Delmonico could be...
Oh, come on. Will you quit living...
What are you laughing at? I don't like it when people laugh at me.
I'm laughing because you're living in a fantasy world. I mean, I don't know what kind of newspaper...
Sherry, all I'm asking is that for the rest of you hold the fort while Jason J., myself, and others like me
are in safekeeping
in another country.
Probably much prefer that you didn't stay, that you didn't even come back to America, because, I mean...
Why wouldn't I want to come back to my country? I love my country.
Yeah, but you're bailing out of it now. You're going over to Britain. You're going to save Jason J. Delmonico's rear end. Oh,
On a charter jet, like you can't even support our commercial airline.
I can afford a charter.
Yeah, no, but you don't want to support the airlines
that
are going belly up.
Your husband can afford it. Your husband can afford it. You know, you have a power of attorney. You leave him in a nursing home.
Sherry,
okay?
I'll tell you something right now. I've given him a pretty good time for his 30 years and his money. A pretty good time, and you know what I'm talking about.
A pretty good time?
That's right. And if you have...
He's not feeling your time and your love at this point. He's sitting there in a day room watching TV.
Well, he doesn't even know where he is any more than Ronald Reagan.
Then why not take him with you and put him in assisted living there?
Because I have to be light on my feet. If we have to move and move fast, you know what it's like to move with a man with an emphysema oxygen tank?
Good
so
Lord.
The states are not safe enough for you and your boy, but they're safe enough for your husband where you're getting your money.
If you value your child's future, well, not all of you can live
in London.
Just stay in America. I think it's good for you.
Then why don't you stay in America?
Jason J. Delmonico.
Yeah, one of the top young actors.
I'm hearing that. Jeez, Jason J.
For all of the money that Frank gives me, I gave him a real good time. And that oxygen mask of his fogs up from time to time, if you know what I mean, and maybe you don't.
God. All right, look, Sherry, thank you.
How old is she?
How old are you, Margaret?
I won't be questioned like I'm some child.
Just tell us how old you are.
I'm 53 years of age.
So
my God.
30 years you lived with Frank, and you're saying that the reason why he's with you is for the sex.
You want the truth?
Yes.
Yes, for the sex.
Oh, jeez.
Well, Sherry, I don't know why your husband's with you, but
one thing about me, and I'm not putting you down as a person.
Right.
I'm putting down your views.
Okay, Sherry, I got to run. I thank you for your call. So the rest of us hold down the fort while you run off to London with Jason J. Delmonico.
I'm asking the American people to be strong during this time of crisis. And when the smoke clears, yes, we will return to America.
Oh, and but the rest of us are left back here to fight the fire so there's smoke to be cleared.
I'm not commenting.
Oh, yeah. Linda, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Linda, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this woman?
You know, that's the second time I've been asked that question.
Margaret, Margaret, please.
I'm not afraid to leave the back door open, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, right. Please, you're running out on the country. Who are you?
Who are you? I am the mother of a promising young actor.
And who is Jason J. Delmonico, and why do we care?
He's one of the finest young actors in America today. And not just Jason J. I think Mr. Leno. I think Mr. Kilbourne.
Oh, please, nobody's ever heard of him, nobody's ever heard of you, and you're running out in the country. Well, you know what? You go to Britain, and you stay there.
I can't stay in Britain?
Yes, stay there. Don't come back. You're not wanted here.
So, in other words, if my son gets a film offer in Hollywood, we're not
allowed. I don't care what your son does.
If we get a film offer, we have to come back.
Well, don't you love your country?
Yes, I do.
Then why are you leaving in the first place?
Thank you, Phil.
You're going...
I told you, J. Delmonico, Sir Richard Attenborough.
Oh, big deal. Big deal.
Oh, then, you know what? You don't know.
No, you don't know.
I don't know what.
And tell me something, Margaret. You're a national syndicated columnist. Who do you write for?
I write for a syndicate called Farley Syndicate, and we're in... What town are you in?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
If you don't live in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh, then you don't read my column.
Well, you know what? Philadelphia,
yeah,
Pittsburgh, big deal.
That's
come on.
You
know
you?
What? You know what's important? I'm not running out on America like
you. I'll bet you can spit from one city limit to the next where you live, can't you?
Forget about where she lives, okay?
Give me a break.
You know something, Linda? I only hope that someday you're blessed with a boy who has the talent of Jason J. Delmonico and who someday will return to these shores in a major motion picture that will open probably at $90 million.
Lady, I'm going to tell you something. I have been a nurse for 20 years.
Bull
you
crap.
Need to be
you
on some
me.
Kind of medication. There's something
me.
Wrong with you.
There's something wrong with me?
Yes.
And leaving your husband here.
I can't believe that.
He's
leaving her husband who's in a nursing home?
I could tell him he's in England and he'd believe it.
You know what, lady?
You know what
there's something
do?
Wrong with you. Mr. Henry, why do you let this woman on your radio?
What do you mean you could tell him he's in England?
I could say, Frank, we're going to London, roll him into the day room, and he think we're in London. That's where his mind is.
Bull crap. You
well,
told
you know
me
what?
The other day.
You've probably done it to him. You've probably put him there. You've done it to his mind.
Let me tell you something.
You're a
for
sick,
the fun,
sick woman.
For the fun he's had.
I can't listen to you anymore. I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
Him.
I just
right.
found
for
your show.
You leave your back door open, don't you?
That's right.
Oh.
Linda, let me ask you something, Lindy. Do you know what a backstage pass is?
Yes.
I give him out all the time.
Good for you.
I bet you do. Yeah, you know what? I might be small town, but I'm not stupid, lady.
Well, Linda, then I would suggest if you want to... look, I know you can't afford to live in Europe, but while you...
Honey, you don't know what I can afford. Okay?
Are you
trying
to tell me
even.
That you don't live in Philadelphia and you can afford to go to Europe?
What do you want
to
know about Philadelphia? I've been in Philadelphia more times in my life than you can probably even count to, so don't
all
start.
All right. So you went into town to sell the eggs from the chicken. Great.
Yeah, right.
What is this all about?
I'm not running out of my country.
You know what, lady? God bless
that.
America. You go
I
to
agree.
England and save the queen.
I agree. I love America, but I can't stay here now when Jason J. Delmonico has an offer to do some commercial work in London.
Yeah.
I bet Jason J. Delmonico
Jason J.
Probably the scrawniest looking kid in the world. I'm sorry,
could
lady.
Could I ask you something? Isn't it against your people's belief to use a telephone?
No, not at all.
You said you were in Pennsylvania.
We even have electric. Guess
all right.
what?
Okay, thank you very much. What are you trying to do? What are you...
What are you trying to do? I called up in support of my nation, and you're making me look like a traitor.
I'm making you look Jason J. Delmonico. Gotta save his ass.
That's right.
Dave, go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
Margaret, I have... That is your name, right? Margaret?
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Have you ever been to London?
Pardon me?
Do you know who Jason J. Delmonico is?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Well, he'll
but
be
I
in
do
a
have
new
a question for
shark
you,
feature.
Pardon me?
Yes, what's your question, please?
You sound like somebody who just loves her daughter or her son very much.
Yes, I do.
Right?
I do.
You love your country?
We're breaking intent. What's your question, Dave?
My question is this. You love your country so much. You love your husband so much. You're going to fail when things get rough.
He couldn't do it.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Preceding piece of material on the Phil Hendry Show, our interview with Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist who's leaving to live in London with her son, Jason J. Delmonico. The voice of Margaret Gray was actually played by me. And that's how we do the Phil Hendry Show. Do these little character voices, people call in and talk to them. Bill Gates lost $9 billion this year just with the slumping economy. He went from $63 billion to $54 billion. Now, it's the instinct of some to make fun of people who have a lot of money. It's also the instinct of some people to say, if I had Bill Gates' money, I know what I would do, as if we know better what to do with his money than he does. The guy made a lot of money. He made $63 billion. He's now worth $54 billion. But the fact is, he made a lot of bread in his life. So he obviously knows what to do with his money. And the last thing he needs is a suggestion from me. But I remember when the attack on the World Trade Center took place, thinking they built it for $400 million in 1973-74. What do you think the rebuild cost of the World Trade Center would be today? Am I totally off base when I say somewhere in the neighborhood of $4-5 billion? Do you think that's about what it would be? Because I don't know. I don't know the rate of inflation. Let's say $4-5 billion to rebuild the World Trade Center. And then I thought, boy, Bill Gates could do that. He could do $5 billion and still be worth $49 billion. But and then I say, you got no right to ask a man what to do with his money. And then I say this to myself, why not? And then I say, because I told you. And then I say, no, I don't do that. But I'm just, I go back and forth with the idea, if you got $54 billion, do you know they would remember you for the rest of time if you gave money to whoever the people are that you give the money to either rebuild the World Trade Center or to create something in its place? If you donated that money, and the guy who's got the money to do it is Gates. Now, he did give $10 million to the Firefighters Fund, which is a very generous thing. $10 million is a lot of money, but when you got $63, but see, here I am going again. I'm second-guessing and judging a guy who's got, just because he's got $54 billion, doesn't mean that I have the right to tell him what to do with it, or does it? See, that's what I'm asking. Don't you think there's a point where you become so wealthy that people do have the right to tell you what to do with it? You're so wealthy that people not only have the right to tell you what to do with it, they have the right to expect you to act a certain way. You got $54 billion. Now, Warren Buffett, I think, was in second place with $33 billion. You got $33 billion. That's a lot of money. I mean, it can buy a lot. It can do a lot of good. And I don't think, I think there's a certain point by which, you know, after you earn a certain amount of money, I think there's a certain point after that where people are going to tell you what to do with your money. They're going to say, yeah, you should do this and you should do that. And should you have to listen to them? I don't know. I think there ought to be a special tax on a guy like that. See, here's what I'm saying. Now, I know that there are so many who believe that when you make your money, you ought to keep it, and it's yours, and you earned it, and you did this, and you did that. You earned it. You also earned it through the interaction, the commerce you did with people. That was money that they gave you. They have a product. Maybe the product they got from you was worth it. Maybe the product they got from you was overpriced. Who knows? Who cares? They were dumb enough to pay that price. The fact is, you have the money you got because you live in the world, man. You live in the world. And the world's like a cyclotron. You know what a cyclotron is? You shoot in an electron and it bounces all around in there until it splits an atom. The world is like a cyclotron. You shoot your stuff in there, man, and it bounces all over the place. It's coming back on people. And I would just say, to conclude this hippie bunch of crap I've been talking, you ought to lay some bread on me, Mr. Gates. And that doesn't mean I don't think you're not entitled to your $300 tax rebate check. And I hope you do cash it. By the way, I never got mine. 1-800-449-8686. I never got my tax rebate check. Never. I don't know. I just never got it. Who do I call? Who do I talk to? Do I give a crap? No. Do I seriously give a crap? Not at all. I didn't get my $300. Keep it. Do some good with it, which they probably, I hope they do. I don't want a second guess. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Here's Matt. Hello, Matt. You're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
Great show. I just was wondering if you knew that Bill Gates, on paper, he has that much value, but it's not liquid. It's not as though he can just dump $5 billion and rebuild the towers. I'm sure he would if he could.
Well, it's a matter of, like, what, cashing in some stock, selling some real estate, what?
It's a matter of him cashing out his stock, but if he were to dump $5 billion, I mean, I'm sure your own 401k would feel it if Bill Gates dumped $5 billion of his own shares.
$5 billion of his shares in Microsoft?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that might cost
Microsoft.
Him.
I don't have any Microsoft.
Well, maybe in somebody you know, their 401k is a mutual that has part of Microsoft stock.
If he dumped $5 billion if he dumped $5 billion, okay, $5 billion of stock, all right, people would ask the question that you're probably thinking they'd ask, which is, oh my God, what's wrong with Microsoft, right?
Well, it wouldn't be worth as much even if he did sell it, because there would be suddly this huge surplus, so the price.
Well, what I'm asking is this: do you think that there would be any different mindset at the level in the stock market, at the level that Bill Gates does business, if they knew he was dumping $5 billion as a charitable effort to rebuild New York? Don't you think that would do the opposite? Don't you think that would actually encourage investment and encourage business?
If the
word got out that he was dumping $5 billion worth of stock as a charitable effort to rebuild the World Trade Center.
It sounds like a great idea, but I believe that it would reduce his influence within the company itself, because his influence in the company is reflected in his ownership of it, his control over the company, and the less control he has over the company, which is reflected in his shares,
that's
the less
just money, yeah.
The less talking. Valuable the company is. Now, he will over time give billions, and when he dies, he will give all of it away except for, I think, $10 million he's given his kids.
Mm-hmm.
All of it's going to charity eventually. But I'm not going to rag the guy.
I ain't ragging him either. I'm speculating with somebody else's money, which is one of the all-American pastimes. That's
it's a
all.
Good idea, though.
Yeah,
but,
you know, I mean, I really believe that if he were to liquidate $5 billion in the interest of this effort, I think it might, like, open the eyes of business, and some people might go, wow, I don't know. I'm naive, and that's why I've got the money that I've got.
Maybe he'll invest if he gets a portion of the lease revenues. Maybe that's a possibility.
Nice thought there. Okay, man, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, I knew I'd get a call from a guy that has brains and makes sense and knows what the hell's going on. 1-800-449-8686. When it comes to money, I don't know nothing. John, hi, you're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
I love the Margaret.
You like Margaret?
The two callers made it great. One said that she was living in a fantasy world. The Margaret was,
mm-hmm.
And the other one said that Margaret needed medication.
Right. Now, who do you think really needs the medication, Margaret or the people that called?
Right. Yeah, they're the ones that are believing this crap. But you know, it's hilarious.
They're the ones that are believing this crap.
I listen to it every night and I love it.
Thanks.
But the thing about Bill Gates is, you know, I think that every person has a right to ask for help from anyone, and we all have the right to ask for help, but the right to tell people to help us is a whole different thing. That's aggression. That's terrorism.
Well, maybe.
When
terrorism?
You tell somebody,
wait a minute. What do you mean
you
terrorism?
You have to help me.
It's not terrorism.
Well, I mean, if you're doing it with, if you've got the influence to coerce it, and you say, you've got to help me whether you want to or not, that is terrorism.
In other words, collecting taxes is terrorism.
No, not necessarily collecting taxes, but, you know, here's the thing. If you knock it down to where every person pays enough taxes so that everybody's equal, you got communism. You know, that's what communism is.
Hey, man, we are
equal.
So far from that, it's not even funny. It's
right,
not
and
even
that's
funny.
What,
we're so
you know,
far from
and
that.
And I want us to stay as far from that as we can. And that's why I think
we will.
To tell Bill Gates, well, because you made so much more, you got to.
Well, I didn't say put it into in some kind of legislation. I just as a matter of public discussion and debate.
Right. And I think
at some point the American people have a right to look up on that big house on the hill and say, Mr. Gates, he lives up there. Yeah, he's got $54 billion. Oh yeah.
Right.
We got to walk up there and knock on his door and ask him if he'll give us some.
Right. I think we have the right to ask him too.
Yeah.
I mean,
there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, it's like you know, for a person, we can expect, and we have the right to expect people to behave a certain way as far as publicly and to act appropriately. But as far as with their private money, we really can't expect them.
Well,
to
now
do
you're making
what
too much. You're
to
making
do.
Way too much sense for this show, man. All right, John. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Goodbye. Well, whatever. You know, I don't know. Sometimes all of the old arguments go out the window. You know, I heard people say before September 11th, remember when we did that early in the show? Government does no good except collect your money. I heard people say that. Government does no... People said that with a straight face. Government does no... The purpose of government is to strictly... All these conservatives, they call themselves conservatives. They're really proud of that, you know? They really love waving that stupid flag. And I, you know, one thing I'll say for a liberal, he doesn't really wave a dumb liberal flag. I'm a liberal, I'm a liberal, I'm a liberal. You know, and so they would say this. They would say, government doesn't do any good. So the firefighters who are government employees, and the police who are government employees, and our military who are government employees, and our FEMA workers who are government employees, and our National Guard who are government employees, and our FAA who are government employees, and all of these people who draw a government paycheck don't do any good for anybody. Because if you say that, that's what you're talking about. Because the government, whether you want to believe it or not, is people too. We put them there. And the people that got onto Capitol Hill, the congressmen who pushed through the $40 billion for New York and the $5 billion for the airline industry, who are contemplating trying to help some of the airport workers, these are our elected representatives, men and women who've shown themselves over the last 2.5 weeks to be patriotic enough to come together and try to get some stuff done and put some of the stuff on the back burner, even though many of us would just love to see them keep on at each other's throats the way they usually do. These government people, they're doing no good, I suppose. It is ignorant. It just doesn't show any knowledge whatsoever of how a government can work and how it can be a force for some kind of good. It's the same tired claptrap. It's just so dull after a while listening to the same dull rhetoric about, and I want the government off my back, and I don't want to pay any tax dollars, and I don't want an evidence, and the government doesn't ever do no good at all. All they ever do is take my money. And, well, somebody ought to take it, Charlie, because you ain't doing much with it right now. Well, hell, if I had more of my money. Yeah, let me guess. You'd be Bill Gates. That's right. Okay. Sure you would. Right now, the United States aircraft carrier, the Theodore Roosevelt, is steaming toward the waters near Afghanistan, and they are raising above their decks the flag that the New York firefighters raised above the wreckage in New York of the World Trade Center. They took that flag from the firefighters, and they are flying it from their aircraft carrier. Their aircraft carrier, the Theodore Roosevelt, built by the government. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. So here's a little bit of news for you if you are an immigrant, if you're an immigrant who might have information, seriously, if you're an immigrant who might have information about the terrorist activities in the United States or possible terrorist activities in the United States or suspected terrorist activities, if you're an immigrant and you have an immigration status that you would like to have cleared up, the FBI will assist you in clearing up your immigration status in exchange for information. So I just saw that on, I just seen it up here right on the TV. That's what I seen. I seen it right up there. I seen it. So call the FBI, man. Seriously. If you have some immigration status question and maybe, you know, one hand washes the other, and it could be a very beautiful thing. Regina, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for allowing me to talk on your show. And
sure.
You were saying something about Bill Gates donating money to rebuild the World Trade Center, the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
You know, why doesn't Osama bin Laden, why don't we make Osama bin Laden pay the money to rebuild it? Or some of the Saudi Arabian millionaires, you know, all of those millionaires who have all that money in Saudi Arabia and in Kuwait and all of these other places, why don't we collect money from them to rebuild the Pentagon, you know, the destroyed.
Well, I mean, the Saudi Arabians, it would be kind of hardly fair to penalize them. I don't know. Bin Laden, great idea. Would you know where his bread is?
But, you know, most of those terrorists, it seems they've been traced to be from Saudi Arabia.
Very true.
You know,
I don't know if you want to penalize the government necessarily. The other thing about Saudi Arabia is, boy, we're up to our necks in Saudi Arabia. We got so much invested in that country, and they gave us so much assistance during the Gulf War, and now they're giving us so much assistance. Now we can't forgive me, but I mean we can't fart without them going, wait a minute, what did you do? Oh, I'm sorry, did I fart in your room? Yes, you can't do that. All right. I mean, they seriously, and it's sad, but you're right. The Saudi Arabians that came to this country are from that country. I don't know if you can just turn right around, though, and say, any more than you could accuse the United States government of having to help rebuild some building that an American private citizen blew up. You know what I'm like? That, in other words, you, Regina, and me as taxpayers, we got to go and pay for what some psycho American did in some other country.
Yeah, that is sad. But, you know, none of the Muslims, none of them are going to really help America find Osama bin Laden or any of the other terrorists. They're going to double-cross. They're going to double-cross the American government.
Are you Arab American or?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Persian American?
No.
Yugoslavian? Russian? Japanese? Antarctica?
No, sir.
America?
It does not matter. I am.
Okay, that's right.
I am somebody who has had to live alongside of terrorists for
a
while.
Okay.
And so I know how they operate.
Really?
Will give the American government lip service. They will say that they will help the American government.
Well, here's something that's going on right now in Afghanistan, and that's why I originally, right after the attack in New York and Washington, I said, I really favor arming insurgents. The Taliban government is on the run as we speak. The holy war, the holy jihad that they hope to inspire in their people is fizzling like a wet fart. And there I go with that word again, Regina.
The
people, the men who are not forcibly conscripted into the army, and I mean by dragging them out of their homes and blindfolding and ganging them, are trying to get out of the country. Members of their so-called police force, these secret police, they can't find them anywhere.
Well, they're all going to go to Pakistan, and Pakistan is the place where Taliban, you know, all of those terrorists of Taliban have been trained. And now they're going to go over there, and Pakistan is going to double-cross America. They're not going to help. They'll say they'll help, but they will not help them, and they will double-cross them, and they'll say, oh, we did all we could to help, but, you know, we couldn't find Osama bin Laden. We couldn't do anything.
Maybe what we can do is drop an atomic bomb on Pakistan, and that would kill everybody, and then our problems would be over. What do you think?
No, but
it was an idea.
Trusting Pakistan is not going to be a good idea, you know, that much I can say.
And Pakistan, we got this experience during the Gulf War, and thank you, Regina, for your call. We had this experience. We heard a lot of evil, crazy words from people that couldn't back up what they said. Pakistan, for all of its evil, crazy words, still is Pakistan, and this is still America. Big, big, big difference. I'm General Phil Hendry.